This is VOA News. I'm Diane Roberts. Police and opposition politicians in Pakistan confirmed Thursday that most of the central leadership of former Prime Minister Imran Khan's political party, as well as hundreds of his supporters, have been arrested. The clampdown comes in response to massive and violent nationwide protests led by Khan's PTI party over his dramatic arrest Tuesday outside a courtroom in the capital, Islamabad. Clashes between protesters and riot police have since killed at least 8 people and injured many others. Ukraine's defense minister, Oleksiy Reznikov, made an impassioned plea to European leaders meeting in Brussels Thursday for more military support, saying the fight against Russia is a fight for all of them. Here's VOA's Jeff Custer.
In a video address to Thursday's European Defense Summit, Reznikov said it is in the best shared interest of all for Europe to provide Ukraine with as much weaponry as possible. He said Ukraine's war with Russia is not a local clash, but a clash between civilizations with global repercussions.
We are destroying a military power that was targeting European values and freedoms. The larger part of the power that we have stopped and are in the process of destroying is not even Russian, it's Soviet. We are completing the mission and putting an end to the Russian Empire.
Jeff Custer, VOA News, Washington.
Indonesian President Joko Widodo has acknowledged that no progress has been made to end the deadly violence in Myanmar. He made the assessment Thursday during the final day of a two-day summit of leaders of the Association of Southeast Asian Nations. ASEAN negotiated a 5-point peace plan with Myanmar's military rulers in 2021, shortly after they overthrew the democratically elected government of Aung San Suu Kyi. But the junta has yet to implement the plan, which has led to criticism of ASEAN as irrelevant. This is VOA News. The financial leaders of the Group of Seven wealthy nations are meeting in Japan as a standoff over the U.S. debt ceiling looms as one of the biggest potential threats to the global economy. U.S. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen says one of her priorities in the meetings is to emphasize the importance of resolving the standoff over the national debt.
In my assessment, and that of economists across the board, a default on U.S. obligations would produce an economic and financial catastrophe.
U.S. President Joe Biden said Wednesday that he and congressional leaders had a productive meeting Tuesday on trying to raise the nation's debt limit. They will meet again Friday in an effort to prevent a first-ever U.S. government default that could come as soon as June 1st. In his high-profile return to mainstream news since his defeat in 2020, former U.S. President Donald Trump repeatedly amplified his baseless claim that his loss to Democrat Joe Biden was the result of a rigged election during a CNN town hall program Wednesday. Details from VOA's chief national correspondent, Steve Herman.
At a college auditorium in the early primary state of New Hampshire, Donald Trump, seeking to return to office in next year's presidential election, praised his supporters who violently stormed the U.S. Capitol on January 6, 2021, in a failed attempt to prevent the transfer of power. For more than an hour, Trump was given multiple opportunities by CNN's Caitlin Collins to belatedly concede defeat.
We had a rigged election, I'm sorry to say it.
The election was not rigged, Mr. President. You can't keep saying that all night long.
Trump, in front of a supportive crowd of Republicans and independents, also hedged when asked whether he'd accept the outcome of the 2024 general election.
Yeah, if I think it's an honest election, absolutely I would.
Polls show Trump, who faces multiple state and federal investigations, leading all other declared and undeclared Republicans for the party's 2024 presidential nomination. Steve Herman, VOA News, Washington.
Twitter CEO has revealed details about new features coming to the platform. Here's Reuters correspondent Julian Satterwhite.
The news was revealed late Tuesday by boss Elon Musk. Last year, he had flagged plans for what he called Twitter 2.0, the Everything app. He said that would have new features, including long-form tweets, payments, and encrypted direct messages. Now he says voice and video chat functions are also coming soon. That will enable users to talk to any other user without exchanging phone numbers. The move will bring Twitter into line with rivals like Facebook and Instagram, which offer similar features.